Welcome back to the show that we call Community Connection here on KGMI. I'm Bill Davis, your host. And by the way, if you ever miss an interview segment, pretty easy. Just go to our website. That would be KGMI.com. Click on podcast, top of the page, and you'll see a number of shows that we do here. Just scroll down to Community Connection, and you'll find the interview that you would like. And I'm welcoming back to the microphones. Well, actually, not quite the microphones, it would be the telephone, because of some inclement weather we've had, and it makes travel a little bit tough to get to the studio. Stephen Berger, he is the executive director at Contact Counseling with us here. I'm assuming you haven't tried to venture out quite yet, right?
Not today.
Yeah, it's been a bit. Yeah. It's been kind of tough for everybody. It's all about that Fraser Valley low that comes in and dumps the snow on us. Well, anyway, I want to talk to you today. Before we even get into subject matter, let's give the folks a bit of history about Contact Counseling, how you got involved and what you guys do first.
Sure. So Contact Counseling was started back in the late 1970s, primarily as a DUI assessment agency. And I began contracting, helping with assessments about 15 years ago with the previous owner, Bob Chambers. And when he decided that the beginning of COVID was a good time to try to retire, mm-hmm. I took over the business and we added treatment services. So previously it was just assessment and referral. And then about 2 years ago, we started adding treatment services. So at this point we have everything from intensive outpatient to high-intensity outpatient, which is basically kind of mimicking almost an inpatient program where we have treatment 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, along with sober living. But, you know, the primary focus is probably intensive outpatient in terms of what we provide as a service here other than the initial assessment. Now, the initial assessment when people come in and, we assess to figure out what level of need they have. You know, a lot of people maybe need more intensive services like an inpatient program. So I have a variety of different inpatient programs that I refer to depending on what the person's needs might be, what's going to be the best value that they can get given their insurance. Mm-hmm. And different treatment centers that are in network, others aren't. And I'm pretty well versed in all of that. So, you know, if it's an inpatient treatment referral, I'm the best first stop because, you know, it can be kind of a jungle out there in terms of where to go. Yeah. So I'm real familiar with who provides great treatment in our area. And so that's part of what we do. And also people coming out of inpatient, we set them up with services, maybe sober living and the outpatient treatment.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Stephen Berger. He is the executive director at Contact Counseling. We talked a little bit about, well, a lot about addictions, treatment, recovery. Can we concentrate on treatment right now? You mentioned that there's a number of different treatment programs. Obviously, you have to kind of tailor that to the individual situation, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, we are a primary substance use disorder. We can. We are licensed to provide mental health, and we do a bit of that as well. But primarily, our focus at this point is substance use disorder. We will expand our mental health services in the future. Mm-hmm. It is. You know, every person that comes in, we have an individualized treatment plan to meet their needs, and that has to be taken into consideration. You know, if they work, what's going to fit best with their schedule. You know. A lot of different factors.
Mm-hmm. I was about to ask what a typical treatment program would be like, and obviously there is no such thing as a typical treatment program, but can you kind of take me through the steps, pick one out of the air of normally what you would do for someone, and kind of give me the generalized steps.
Yeah, so and we are a little different than some of the treatment providers. Some of the providers take more of a harm reduction approach. Mm-hmm. And we are a program that encourages people to reach their full potential and level of excellence. And really the only way to do that is complete abstinence. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, we take into account some people that need medically assisted treatment, you know, especially maybe people that have been addicted to, you know, opiates or, you know, like fentanyl or heroin, mm-hmm. you know, and many of those folks benefit from like a Suboxone, which helps to kind of regulate their life, really, and reduces risk of relapse, reduces risk of overdose if they do relapse. And but we are a program that encourages people to be completely abstinent from all mood and mind-altering substances. Mm-hmm. And we also incorporate the 12-step model of treatment, which includes like the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, and we encourage people to develop a support work, you know, support network with those programs, mm-hmm. because that is what ultimately in the long term is going to give a person the best chance for long-term success.
Yeah.
You know, some people can get, you know, can manage to get clean and sober in the short term, but then when that level of support from just the intensive outpatient wears off, then eventually the ability to maintain abstinence becomes a real challenge, you know. And the same thing, you know, we're just into the new year, so, you know, often people realize, oh, you know, the alcohol or whatever is causing too many problems, my New Year's resolution is to stop. Well, the problem with addiction in whatever form is that it's a lifelong chronic illness, mm-hmm. that, you know, it's not just making a decision, at least for most people. I mean, there's the rare individual that does that, but for most people, almost everybody, it's a lifelong process of recovery involvement to best, you know, make sure that they stay clean for the long haul. And and that's what we encourage.
Yeah, a lot of reinforcement later on in life, I'm sure. And we got about a minute left to spend with you. So for those who maybe have made that New Year's resolution, but they're going to need some help, implementing their recovery, let's give some contact info. How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so they can contact us at 360-671-3277. And also our website at contactcounseling.com. But, you know, the best first step is just to make a call and come in and talk with me, mm-hmm. or, you know, one of our other therapists. We are one thing that I really pride our program. We have a lot of experience. I think between the four counselors, we have like 130 years of experience, you know.
Right.
So a lot of experience that... with recovery as well as the treatment process. So we just come in and sit down and talk. You know, I provide that consultation free of charge.
Hmm.
So it's, you know, no obligation. Come in, we figure out what's going to work best for the individual, and we take it from there.
Give everybody that telephone number again.
360-671-3277.
Stephen, it is always great chatting with you. Stephen Berger, the Executive Director of Contact Counseling. Hey, next time you come in, can we kind of focus on recovery a little bit? Would that be okay with you?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, excellent. We'll chat with you next time on that. And it's always a great time when Stephen Berger and Contact Counseling come up on Community Connection. And we'll continue with the big show here in just a moment on KGMI.